Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT Dynamite. What up, Joni?
Dude, everything is up. The world is up.
The world looks mighty good to me, because TNT has his Joni.
Yes, exactly.
Whatever it is, never mind. Fuck you.
Yeah, dude.
You know, dudes, whenever I try to, like, get our brohood going.
Our brohood?
Yeah.
Our brodom?
Our brodom, our bromance. Our bro-ration.
Maybe I'm trying to extinguish the bromance secretly. Well, thank you all for joining us today on the Crazy Town Podcast. We want you to be here, and we love that you're here, whether you're watching us on YouTube under Crazy Town Media. Subscribe there. Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud under Crazy Town Podcast. That's where this stuff is. You know that because you're here. That guy, he's on Twitch.
TNT. I'm on Twitch every single day at 10 o'clock Central. That's TNT, DINOMIGHT _ Crazy Town. Sweat all over my neck.
Yeah, the neck is sweaty, dude. So, I'm going to give you four words, and I want you to pick one.
One.
Bull.
Give you four words.
Birth. Satan. Lab.
Wait, can I get those again? Did you say them like that for a reason?
They're all relative of something different. So, like, what?
Bull.
Birth.
Satan.
Or lab.
Fuck you, bull.
Bull. Okay. Brentwood, New Hampshire, Florida.
I should have went Satan, dude. Why didn't I go Satan?
Man, dude, whatever.
No, I'm kidding.
No. There was a man who was alerted.
Yeah.
He's a farmer. He has a ranch. Yeah. He was alerted that he had two bulls on his property that were not his. And
were they fucking his wife? I'm sorry.
I like it.
It's a little racist. All right, keep going.
Bulls don't have... It doesn't have to be racist. No,
the way I meant it, it was racist.
Okay. Fair. At least I didn't make the joke.
Like, where the hell did these bulls come from?
He was notified there were some bulls on his property that were not his.
Oh, my God.
They alerted, like, the cops, you know, because they were two angry bulls. They found the owner. He lived down the road. They came down. They started, like, shooing the bulls back to the property that they were supposed to go.
Fair enough.
And then they were a few yards from the entrance to the property where they were supposed to go back.
Mm.
Another guy shows up. Someone completely unrelated to the scene.
Okay, this is getting weird.
What is a very stereotypical saying about bulls?
Bulls in a china shop.
If you're gonna be triumphant, you.
No idea, Jonas.
Okay, well, he shows up and they're like, "Sir, stay away," and he's like, "Hold my motherfucking beer." He goes up and tries to take the bull by the horns.
Oh, he just grabs it.
Just random strangers like, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go up and grab these bulls by the horns. I don't have anything to do with this situation at all. The bulls were almost home. Man ends up gored. The bulls fucking gored him because he tried to grab their fucking horns.
Oh, did he die from it?
He did not die, but he was in the hospital with non-life-threatening but serious injuries.
So, goring is this when they, like, stab you with their horn heads, with their head horns.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's not good, dude.
Well, no.
Nope.
No, it's not good.
Dude, I just
Those
always imagine, like, them inserting the horn into you and then flipping you in the air.
Yeah, because that's usually... And then they stomp you, dude.
Yeah, so...
And then they just, like, stab you.
So it's like
you have a
fucking large pierce wound. Then they throw you up like a rag doll, and you just, like, your own body weight crumples you into the ground, and then they kick you in the face for good measure.
Yeah, they go for basically trying to impale you with their fucking head horns, dude.
Right, because ideally, if they thrust like that, they want you to go farther down their horn. Not, I think the idea isn't to, like, throw you. I think it's to, like, push the horn deeper into you.
And these things are pure muscle, too, man. It's absolutely nuts. Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah,
that
dude. Stupid. Like, I just, like, but here, and here's my thing. They're like, oh, yeah, dude, we're good. We don't have anything going on. And then this random guy's like, you know what, guys? I got this.
Yeah. Was his girlfriend watching? I hope so.
She's like, come on, Jesse. He does this all the time.
Yeah. Oh, Jesse, there's some wild bulls. You take me by the horns every night. Oh,
Jesus. Can we do the Satan story, Jonas? I really want to do Satan now. Wow. Not like, shut up. I want to hear Satan. I want to hear the Satan story. Okay. I'm sorry I didn't pick it, listeners. It's that was right. A good story,
we
though.
We might be able to get through all of them if we quick hit it.
Hell yeah.
All right, dude. This is actually, I found this on Reddit under Today I Learned.
Okay, fair enough.
I am going to educate about the Church of Satan.
Are you talking about Antoine LaVey?
Like the actual, you know, you hear people call themselves Satanists?
Yeah.
Like the Church of Satan.
You're talking about Antoine LaVey?
Yeah, yeah, the guy who created, essentially.
Yeah.
So what I didn't know, I found this, so it's like Today I Learned.
Uh-huh.
essentially, the people who are Satanists do not worship Satan.
No, they do not.
They are atheists.
Yep.
They do not even believe in Satan.
Majority of them
and,
do not.
Wait, and here's, I'll get into more of it, what I learned. But, like, why would you choose to, like, go by Satanist when you know how that is perceived? When, like, you aren't worshiping, like, a Satan worshiper and a Satanist are two totally different things.
I mean, I know a little bit about
this. Because a Satan worshiper worships Satan.
Yes, technically the truth, but technically not.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I learned, and then you can supplement it with what you know.
With a name like Antoine LaVey, I had to find out some stuff about this, because that is a fantastic name.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
But anyway.
So what it said was, and actually where the link that I clicked on Reddit under Today I Learned, it took me to the Church of Satan's website under their frequently asked questions page.
Did you sign up?
Yeah, dude, I'm in. It says that the ideals of the Church of Satan, they see the universe as being indifferent to us, and all morals values are basically human construction.
Yep.
So it's like, they're subjective. All morals and values are subjective. They're all created by humans. And their theory is that to be self-centered, they are essentially their own god of their own universe, because we are sometimes said to worship, they're said to worship themselves.
Yes.
And then it said, like, it's like the Satan is more of like, it's to stand for like liberty, individualism, like a metaphorical projection of like the highest person and being your potential. And they don't even believe as Satan as a being or a person. It's like kind of simulates like.
I kind of feel like it's more just to troll the religious groups more than anything else. It's kind of like,
and I can see that,
throwing the atheism in their face, kind of.
And so they call themselves Satanists and then rile up people who are really religious.
Yeah, because we only believe in them, and it just pisses them off. I think that's honestly the reason.
I think it is too. Because it's like, you're like, oh yeah, yeah, Satan worshipers are like, dude, we don't even believe in Satan.
Yeah, I am not a Satanist myself, if anybody is thinking that, because I seem to have,
you just like to educate yourself on things.
Yes.
Whether you're interested or not, like, knowing is half the battle.
I mean, I've seen a documentary or two on it,
right,
as well. I think they have some interesting ideals. A lot of them kind of coincide with the Stoicism that
think about Stoicism, because it's like everything that we... It's like we are just our own locus of control. Like,
exactly.
Like what we have to live up to, or it's all human constructed.
Some of it is, but you know what? Like, I mean, you put anything in a vacuum and it may sound like fucking the teachings of a prophet.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, I don't know. It's cool, man. They believe. Look, Jonas, we got like people who spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to like concentration camps where they have their Thetans read and fucking. What are you talking about?
Laura Remedy? Go to concentration camps to have what read?
They're Thetans.
Sure, dude. Yeah.
Laura Remedy and fucking Tom Cruise.
Oh, Scientologists.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. I mean, okay.
What do they even believe, Jonas? We don't know. Nobody knows what they believe.
They know. They believe in Tom Cruise.
Yeah, because he has the highest. You know what his Staten count is? It got out, dude.
His what?
His Staten count, Jones. Why are you acting like you don't know the rules and regulation? Lord Xenon came down and put Satans into all of us. Some people have a very low Staten count. Some people have a very high. Tom Cruise has been said to have the highest Staten count, only second to the Lord and founder of Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard Jonas. My God, man. Where have you been? Where have you been?
Wow. Why does he have such a high fate account, dude?
The fate account. Phaeton. With an E and an N. I don't know why he does, but he's basically Scientologesus.
Scientologesus?
Yes.
And L. Ron Hubbard is Scientologod.
I guess Scientologod.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. You know, it's like, and...
we don't know what they believe, though, to be honest. We don't know what their views on just about anything is, but it's like you kind of have to look at the people it produces, which is kind of, like, bad, I guess? But,
well,
like,
yeah. Well, I mean, look at that one guy who was on that 70s show who just got arrested for rape.
What?
Danny Masterson.
Which one was he?
He was
he the curly kid with the glass sunglasses?
Yes. Okay. The cool guy or whatever.
Yeah.
He just got arrested for rape.
Damn.
But I read a small article about it. It stems from... it was like at Scientology based, like the girls he raped were other members of Scientology things. Yeah. And like, they have tried to like silence. It's like if you're in that, you're like, they try to make you as untouchable as possible. Like,
really? Oh,
it's like they were in, like, I think they were, it was like through like a Scientology event, these things happened. He like, the girls were drunk or drugged or something, but then they tried to the Scientologists tried to silence them as well.
And I really want to know what's happening in Scientology.
Yeah. Like, well, they have that one show. There's that one famous lady. Her name is, she was on, King of Queens. I can't think of her name.
Laura Remini.
And she's done like a whole show on like the secrets of Scientology.
But she just tells you the secret. I want to go to a Scientology Sunday festival or some shit.
Dude, you will end up them.
Like, where they bring out the...
They don't let you out once you're in, dude.
No, because I'll bring some collard greens and some mac and cheese, dude, and we'll be good.
It ain't like you go see the JWs, man. You go talk to them and get out.
The JWs?
Jehovah's Witnesses?
I went to a Jehovah's Witness
service. Right, they let you leave.
Barely. Like, I'm dead ass. At the end of my Jehovah's Witness...
trial run.
It wasn't a trial. I guess it was kind of a trial one. I went to one service. At the end, I was like, are they going to be able to hold themselves back? Are they going to be able to? I'm pretty off-putting. You know, I don't want to talk. They did. A couple of them came up. Oh, we hope to see you again. I'm like, you're not getting my number or phone.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be back if I want to. If not, yeah, they'll just show up and be like,
nope.
Brother Dynamite.
I'm not taking your pamphlet or nothing.
I've thought about that. Well, not now during Rona, but like you've said, that you've went to a different, like a few different, like,
religious services. I've been to Jewish, Catholic. Obviously, I went to Catholic school when I was a kid, so I've been to enough mass. Baptist, white Baptist?
Yeah.
A little bit different.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Lots of stuff. I went to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, I think that once Rona's done,
the fifth quarter,
and you can get into like events again, I think I may do the church tour.
You want to? You trying to find Jesus, fam?
No, I don't need to do that.
You can just pay tithes to me. I'll make sure you're straight.
No, but I think I want to do the church tour to like experience it. Yeah. Because the only time it's well known, probably, if you've listened to this podcast, I'm not a church guy. I've only been to church a handful of times in my life, and it's because I stayed at a friend's house that like their parents made them go in the morning, and I was there.
Yeah.
So, like, the only experience I have is being, like, a kid who was under 15 years old, who did not want to go, was not there and interested to see what was happening. But now it's, like, a grown-ass man to, like, go and just, like... I kind of like just sitting through experiences as I get older just to see what the hell it's like.
Yeah, that's basically what I did. Like, when I've gone to all the different churches, I would suggest not going for an entire service because that will sour you quickly. Because Half of the experience of being in church is having the faith in the stuff that is being said. And if you lack that, then it just kind of like makes it like,
you're like, what the hell is going on?
It's like, okay, oh man, they believe that, huh? Okay, they believe that. And then it's like, okay, now this is just like, I'm just hearing propaganda.
So
at
you
this
just
point.
Leave? In the middle?
The fuck, yeah. It's an open building, man. They got to make a good picture. I'm out of there. What are you talking
about? So, like, wait. So you roll in.
Yeah.
And then you, at the start, or you come in late. You're a show-up late guy.
Motherfucker. I would roll in and sit in the front row.
Did you really?
Yeah, and then walk the fuck out. Who cares?
He's in the middle of talking. You just stand up. No, you're like,
I stayed for the whole Jehovah's Witness, but some of the other ones, yeah, just walk the fuck out of there, dude. I went to like a fucking in Erie. There was like a, I think it was Korean.
Okay,
I couldn't understand a word they were saying. It was
they were speaking Korean.
Yeah, it was like some Korean. It was a Korean church, and they taught. I don't even fucking know, dude. I just walked in there, sat the fuck down, listened to fucking Korean speak for a little while, and I left.
Interesting. So you don't go to talk to the people; you go to just see these.
Oh no!
So the Jehovah, you were, is that like a test to see if they were going to like embrace you and welcome you back?
No, I just wanted to hear like, I don't know. I know a little bit about that kind of stuff because like, it was always one of those things like, that's kind of like a cult. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know,
I mean, they all kind of are in a way.
Yeah, kind of. So I don't know. I just kind of wanted to experience it.
Yeah.
I mean,
you want to start a cult.
I do want to start a cult. Guys, if you're listening to this and you want to be in my cult, hit me up at P.O. Box Jonas's email.
Bye-bye. They can find you on stream, dude. They can talk to you about your cult live.
Oh, that's true? You can just meet me on stream. You be there.
Yeah, heathens.
Minion.
Yeah, so... So I came across that and I was like, I did not know that the Church of Satan, the people that were Satanists, do not believe in Satan and just literally are kind of just like...
Yeah. So
does that make them like sociopaths, narcissists though, if they like see themselves as their own god?
That's the thing. It's a slippery slope. There is like balance in all things because yes, while you have to focus on yourself to not like help a person in need, which is essentially what Satanists will be like, you ain't gotta help him. Who the fuck cares? That's not your problem. It takes that kind of a twisted kind of turn. But on the same note, they're not wrong, but that shit's wrong.
Right.
Like, if there's a person, like, bleeding on the street, like, Satan, the Church of Satan says, don't kick the man. It's basically like Ayn Rand. Do all things for yourself, but at no one else's expense kind of shit.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah. So it's like, yeah. It's like, do not get your insult. Don't get involved with other people's business.
Yeah.
But do not, like, yeah. It's like, it's basically just like, yeah, like, you see a man bleeding, like, don't go over there and, like, kick him and make fun of him and whatever, but don't go out of your way to like go be like, hey, are you okay? Do you need help?
On the same note, it's like, hey, if somebody starts a fight with you and you kill him, you were in the right. Because you shouldn't have started shit. He didn't know who he was dealing with. That's another thing in Satanism.
It sounds very absolute, black and white.
Yeah. It's basically do whatever the fuck you want, but don't intentionally just go out there and cause harm. Which is kind of weird, because I kind of feel like Satan be like, no, fuck these people up. Go shoot a baby or something like that. I don't know.
Shoot a baby out of a gun. Yeah, dude, I get it, because, like, but, you know, like, sometimes I can be, like, really absolute, like... I'm a very compassionate person. I have tons of empathy, but sometimes like people are like, it's like, you know, for example, like you put something off and like, it's the last minute and now you're super stressed about it and you're freaking out because you have all this stuff to do because you put it off. And sometimes I'm just like, you did that to yourself. Like, you know, or something like, or just like, you know, it's like, oh, I got to make a big family dinner and it's the day before and I haven't even went to the grocery store. Like, yeah, you had 3 months to knew you were doing this. Why did you wait? It's your fault. Like, I'm not going to feel bad and be like, oh, I'm so sad that you had to rush and get your mom's favorite pumpkin pie. Like,
yeah, I find that it is most beneficial to take bits and pieces from a lot of different religions because a lot of the different religions have very viable ideals that you can incorporate into your life and still maintain like your own humanity and your own ideals. So, you know, I listen to what all of them have to say, and a lot of them say some interesting stuff. I have not made it into a Muslim church, Jonas, if you know anymore.
But you said you weren't allowed, right?
Yeah, dude, the dude wouldn't let me go, dude. He said that you can't just come in a Muslim church like that.
I mean,
I gotta talk to the guy.
Oh, you gotta talk to the leader and be accepted, be vetted.
Yeah.
Well, especially nowadays with crazy people rolling into shirts and shooting.
I'm not mad at that, I guess. Like,
yeah. I can see that. Because I think the last thing they want is someone coming in being disrespectful.
Yes. Yes, because that would cause a very big issue.
Right, right. It's like, if you want to come in and just see what we do, cool. But you're gonna come in here and mock us or shoot somebody or do something crazy.
Which, I mean, you know, honestly, I give more respect to the guy who's going to punch you in the mouth for disrespecting his God than the goddamn Scientology, Jonas. Do you know what they do to people?
What?
They get them canceled, Jonas. Social media.
They cancel culture?
No, they just sue you. They just attack your wallet. You talk about Scientology, they'll just sue you.
See, that alone makes you feel like something's fucked up, right?
Dude, we don't know what they believe, all right? I know what a lot of these other people... I know a little bit of what's in the Quran, or a little bit about what Antoine LaVey was trying to teach, or a little bit about the Bible, or even... Like, I had ideas about the one place I went. We were talking about Jehovah's Witness. I knew stuff about that,
yeah.
Because they leave their stuff all over the place. You can find a pamphlet. You can look online and see what they believe.
Right.
Try doing that with Scientology.
You can't find anything online about what they believe?
Try doing it with science. That is me not knowing, but me assuming that I do know prove a point.
Here's my, my mantra. It's like, I'm not a religious person. I don't follow any religion. I live my life with integrity, accountability.
You have way more integrity and accountability than I do. And I've been going to church my whole life.
Compassion.
Way more that than me.
Empathy.
Reliability.
Nah,
I probably got more empathy.
I got a lot of empathy, dude. I have more integrity and accountability than you, dude?
What was the last one?
Reliability.
I feel like we're about the same.
Yeah. I think I have a lot more empathy than you believe I do. We don't have those heart-to-heart conversations so you really know how much of an empath I am. But why do you think that I have more accountability and integrity than you?
Oh, because I know that mine is lower than you. I don't know. I've known you long enough to know that I don't
you're
give
just a... like, oh, your integrity's way higher than mine.
Yeah. We've had the whole question about, like, how much have you given to the homeless or...
Oh.
Like, you fucking volunteered for some shit. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Volunteering?
Volunteering's nuts.
Exactly. I'm volunteering's nuts to your mouth. How about that?
Gotcha.
Community service.
Yeah, but service. Like, that's like... Well, I think I remember one time you said something to me along the lines of, like, somebody who's never been to church, you have like a pretty good set of morals, or something like that.
I just don't understand where it comes from. I guess like family values and shit. Your mom,
my parents
taught you.
Weren't religious either, though.
Like, yeah, but like, and like, I don't know. So I don't know. Like, if I think about it, we definitely grew up differently, but.
Yeah, I think maybe it came from, like, my parents were kind of, like, hippie-ish, so they were all just, like, be nice to people. Yeah. They weren't like, oh, eat from the earth, like, you know, they weren't super hippie. Mm-hmm. But they were, like, I mean, they were always just, like, nice to people and helpful and, like, you know, that was kind of, like, the like, what they kind of drove into me as a child was, like, don't do that. That's not nice. You know, be nice to people. Do this. Be helpful. You know, whatever.
That's true. I think a lot of it had to do with the fact I was just inundated with church from an early age that maybe I just kind of strayed away from it in my later life. But I mean, the morals are still there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The general principles. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been to prison or anything.
Exactly.
There's many
ways to do the same job, whether you're religious or not.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. So on that note, that is all the time we have for today's episode. We will catch you on the next one. Any final words of wisdom from the Dynamite?
Dude, fucking Scientology called me. I want to come to a seminar.
What? It's like a timeshare. Like you come in, like, first it's like the guy who's like, you know, we're a pretty nice group, and you're like, ah, no, 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 I think I'm good. And then they come in and they're like, you will die if you don't, and you're like, oh my God.
I just want to know what my fate and count is, Jonas. I need a home.
What if you went in and they said you're better than Cruz, dude?
Oh, how much is it going to cost me? Because that's what they want. I know it.
What do you want? We'll get to the monetary value of your thetans on the next episode. But for Jonas,
TNT.
We'll catch you on the next one. We are out.